there were a number of people who didn't seem to fit anywhere in the Sunday school, and they sat on the back row where the piano is now. And they were rather a special category. They had kinship in not being akin to anything else going on. And there were two adult classes at that time, that is the Fanny Reynolds teenagers had become adults, and so there were too many people over 60 who wanted to do something at the Sunday school hour and didn't want to be with the teenagers or the young adults, so that they had two adult classes. This is all in one room. This is the age when there is only one room, and so it made things rather congested during the Sunday school hour. Of course, there was no piano, and there was no singing. Well, I think they had the stove until the addition was built, in which the safe, the large safe now stands. It was brought from Shrewsbury. And they had a stove in the middle in the winter. In the winter, of course, I wasn't a regular attender, but I occasionally was there in the winter. And the seats were then put all around the hollow square around the stove, because even so, you were only warm in the front, at, even under those conditions. But I had a good wood stove that went up into a hanging chimney, which over the vestibule. Of course, this is illegal. It was illegal then, but they didn't bother us. And we were talking about Charles Trafford and the meetings for worship. Meetings for worship were largely remembered by me, because of the people who spoke in them most.
The meetings for worship were largely remembered by you for people who spoke in them most. Who did speak in them most?
Well, I've mentioned two, Phoebe Wright and Daniel Willits, but of course they didn't live into the 20s very long. And Mary Pannoyer, who was a resident of Asbury Park, and usually sat near the back. That is not at the back row, but in the back part of the meeting. And she quite frequently spoke, and her messages were rather... Well, I wouldn't say they were challenging, but they always had sweetness about them that was memorable. When Fanny Reynolds tried to remind some of her descendants of her contributions to me, they couldn't remember a thing about it. But I remembered her very well, and she was a very gracious lady, and she had a very considerable household to run in Asbury Park on Grand Avenue, when Grand Avenue was grand in more ways than one. And we used to have class meetings at her home, not because she was a member of the class, but because of the younger members of her family. George Lefetre was after the death of Walter Reynolds. George Lefetre was head of the meeting, as I remembered, most of that time, and also became clerk of the Ministry and Council. I think anyone looking at the minutes of Ministry and Council, either during the regime of Phoebe Wright or George Lefetre, will find that it's a pretty stereotyped operation, that I mean, the minutes of one meeting are almost identical in wording to minutes of the previous meeting and the next meeting. And but George Lefebvre was clerk of ministry and council. He was superintendent of the Sunday school. He was head of the meeting. He was what you might call trustee in charge of the premises, and superintended the mowing, which was not the way it is now. It would be two mowings a year at Manasquan sometimes. Of course, you weren't out in the middle of a big residential area. It was all rural, all farm lands and fields around. And so George Lefebvre, although, he was also treasurer of the meeting. Very hard to keep a little meeting like Manspun going without people like George Lefebvre, who is also treasurer of the meeting for many years. On the other hand, he never said anything at meeting at all. He didn't have much to say. Anyway, his son was a contemporary of mine who only died in 1980, I think, last year, and lived in Manasquan all this year. And
Yes, they do. Sandy says that's what they do want. I remember George Lefebvre. After all, I went to this meeting as a child, not quite back in the horse and buggy days, but almost as far back. I must have gone down there ever since 1910 or someplace. I used to go to meetings. And mostly we walked back from all the way from the ocean front. So I remember some of these people, and I remember George Lefebvre coming in. Although he was superintendent of the Sunday school, he always had to drop his wife at church first, so he always was regularly 10, 15 minutes late. So we always started without him. But he was a very, the rest of the meeting people, I felt I got to know. George Lefebvre was always nothing but kind of a figure. He came in, he performed his duties, but he never was, never made any connection with me, or as far as I know, with my parents or the other adults.
So then he told how he shut the shutters so that the rug wouldn't get the sunlight on it every time.
Yeah, well, he was more like the furniture. He wasn't a vital part of the meeting. I mean, Mabel and Charles Trafford and the Reynoldses made us welcome and were people to me. But George Lefebvre was never anything except someone I looked at right away. And of course, when I remember it, even fairly young, Mabel Trafford sat on the facing bench, but I can't remember who sat with her. There were always two women often, and Mabel regularly read, always. A few minutes into the meeting, she read almost always the psalm, but sometimes a hymn. Yeah. You're still earlier, but I remember quite far back.
George Lefebvre was a member of a very old family, like most of these friends, but he came to life and became the life of the party every year at the annual Sunday school picnic, which was held at Clark's Landing in Point Pleasant. And he ordered the ice cream and took care of the transportation and saw to it that everyone was taken care of and brought back at the end of the picnic. And he enjoyed those picnics very much. Also, when Francis and Harriet Reynolds became too old to do any outside work, he became the person that kept their kitchen garden going and mowed their lawn and all kinds of things like that. He was mostly employed at what is now Dempsey's Hardware, or is formerly French's.